クリミナルコーダー、ロード知ったよ。
All right, everyone, we are back with more Criminal Border. Let's get started. Something like that.
Koji.
Boss?
また見たいか、お前。
Do you want to watch that again? Yeah, for 5,000 yen, maybe. It wasn't that good?Yeah, I was out of it. It was pretty trippy, boss. You can watch it with a girl if you like. It makes sex feel really good. Really? Then, I want to go watch it. Got it.Are we good? In that case, get out of here. I can't allow it. Get out. Why? I don't like him. He's glaring at me. He's too limp. You can't have a partner like that. That makes sense. I can't say I don't get it.I said I'd take part in this business so that your Azoya wouldn't be exposed to danger. I'm done. This is too much for me. What could I do against people like this? I've never even been in a fight. Bring someone else. Then maybe I'll think about it. What are you looking at? Whatever. I'll just ask someone else. Someone else?Who else is there? I'll find someone. How about you find another partner? It'll take less time. N-O spells no. Iki, let's go. Your Azoya grabs my arm and pulls hard.I can't understand why she's so set on me being her partner, but part of me is happy that she's angry on my behalf. That, and pathetic. Just as your Azoya goes to open the door, there's a knock. It is I. It is a girl's voice. Your Azoya's reaction suggests she knows who it is. I can't help but notice her brother and his crew grimace, but your Azoya doesn't seem bothered. She opens the door. Excuse me.Two girls enter the room. Is that our uniform? Hey, Kotoko. Hey, Miss Hina. Good day. And Meryl, too. Hey. I take it the girl in the uniform is Kotoko, and the foreign, at least I think she's foreign girl, is Meryl. A student from our school, and a mystery foreigner.Who are these two? Why are they here? I got a lot of questions, but the biggest shock of all... Good evening, ma'am. Your Azoya's brother and his crew stand up and bow their heads to Kotoko. I thought Tatsuya was the top man, but it seems more like this girl's the real leader. Long time no see, what's up? In contrast to her brother, your Azoya talks to the two girls as though they were friends. Something feels off.We aren't here on any business as such. We were in the area, so decided to drop in. It seems the business is going well. Kotoko casts her gaze to the notes on the table and smiles. Tatsuya and the others say nothing, only bowing their heads further. Business? What exactly are these people doing? Miss Hina, what would seem to be the matter?I just came to pitch a new business plan. My, another one? Yeah, with him. Your Azoya gives my arm a firm tug and squeezes up next to me. Pleased to make your acquaintance. My name is Kotoko Teshigawara. This is my bodyguard, Meryl. It's not Merle, it's Meryl. Meryl Hathaway. Pleased to meet you. But pleased to meet you, I'm Itsuke Nidome. I introduced myself a little surprised to note that the girl can speak Japanese. Wait, bodyguard? This fragile looking girl? Is it a joke? Should I laugh? I don't know. Are you one of Miss Hina's schoolmates? Ah, yes, we're in the same class. Iki invented a digital drug. A digital drug? She's still smiling, but there's a hint of steel in her eyes. I started to become desensitized to it, but I suppose most normal people would react that way when they hear the word drug. The jury is still out on whether this person can be considered normal or not. This new business, could you explain the details to me? Of course.
Boy, Hina.
Yurizoya ignores her brother's admonitions and gives Kotoko a near-carbon copy of the explanation she gave her brother. Kotoko listens carefully and Yurizoya finishes explaining, giving a deep nod. I see, it's all within the law? Yeah, it's just a video. It's just that you get turned on when you watch it. And you'll screen it, not sell it? If we sell it, it might get copied. Game over after one sale. We wouldn't make any money. That's true. You're correct. If it goes well, I think we could make 1,000,000 yen a month, but... Yurizoya gives a somewhat exaggerated estimate and glances towards her brother. Someone won't give us permission to do it! Oh my? Why ever not? He says it's because he doesn't like Iki. Isn't that awful? Yurizoya gives my arm another tug. What should I do? I just smile and nod. Missing out on a good business opportunity because of personal emotions is the height of foolishness. Especially a good, legal business opportunity. Why not? I shall grant permission myself. Yay! Ma'am. Yes. Nothing. Yurizoya's brother gives me a brief glare and goes quiet. Yikes. Thanks, Kotoko. Not at all. Your enthusiasm is most commendable. If there's anything at all I can help you with, please say so at once. Okay. Well then, I shall be taking my leave. You're leaving already? As I mentioned earlier, I was only dropping by. I implore you not to cause trouble for law-abiding citizens. She directs her gaze towards Yurizoya's brother and smiles. Respectable citizens. Does that mean she isn't one? Yikes. Well then, Meryl, let us depart. Okay. Kotoko gives a farewell nod and Meryl opens the door. Yorizoya's brother and his crew remain standing with their heads bowed as Kotoko and Meryl leave. The moment the door shuts, Tetsuya lets out a sigh. Are you an idiot? Telling her everything. Heh, I knew Kotoko would help me out. Damn it. Another sigh. He scratches his head vigorously and sits down. 50%. Huh? Pay me 50%. 50% of your sales. I'm letting you do business on Dredd's turf. What do you expect? That's way too much. Fine, find somewhere else. 20%. 50%. 20%. 50%. Neither of them is giving an inch. Koji is still in a bewildered state. The other three have gone back to counting money. As for me... What? I shrink under Tetsuya's withering glare. But I can't stay silent now. It looks like we're actually going to do business. In that case, there's only one clause that absolutely has to be included. What? Spit it out! Tetsuya, stop saying things like that! You can shut up, too. So sorry, I'll say it. If we pay 50%, will you run security? The cluster of veins on Tetsuya's temple looks almost fit to burst. I can't back down now. I can't just keep letting Yorizoya cover for me. This video makes people lose their senses. That's the kind of thing it is. If we do the screenings, everyone be at the mercy of their instincts. There's no knowing what they might do. If something happens, will you take care of it? Why would I want to protect you? You don't have to protect me. I want you to protect Yorizoya. Hina. As you see, I'm just a nerd. I've never hit anyone in my life. I can't protect her by myself. I think 50% should pay for that kind of service. Please consider it. That glare. I'm scared, but I don't avert my eyes. If I look away, it's over. I didn't agree to take part in this business for money. I'm doing it to protect Yorizoya, but I know that I can't do it. In that case, I need to arrange for someone else to protect her for me. If I can't do that, we can't do business. Yorizoya's brother laughs out of the blue. He's a long way from letting his guard down, but he does seem to have softened his attitude a little. Alright, I'll protect her. Thank you. 50%. And I'll look after you. No. You can't give you 50. Look, you, we just made a deal. 40%, you can't go any higher. I already told you, 50. No. Look. No. No. Yorizoya's brother draws a frustrated sigh at his little sister's stubborn behavior. I'm starting to get a feel for the balance of power between these two siblings. Fine. 40%. Even 40% is more too much, in my opinion, though. If you're still going to argue, look elsewhere. I'm not going any lower. Okay, fine. Yorizoya agrees with a dissatisfied look and grabs my arm. Let's go, Iki. Okay. Bye. Goodbye. We leave the room and descend the staircase. It's getting dark outside. The students who are playing soccer are already gone. We walk through the deserted school arm in arm. The moment we reach the front gate, I let out a deep sigh. Sorry about that. Were you scared? Yeah. Iki, always honest. Yorizoya laughs cheerfully and gives my hand a squeeze. Thank you for going with me. Alright guys, so that's all we're gonna do for now, and we'll see you back here for more Criminal Board.